Well, is there anything businesses or anyone else can do to avoid these types of problems in the future? Joining us live, attorney Claudia Rast from Butzel's Intellectual Property, Cybersecurity and Emerging Technology Practice Department. Good morning to you, Claudia.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Good. Well, it has been a crazy morning, huh? So what is most concerning to you about this CrowdStrike update and the failure, I guess?
Well, it's an interesting consequence of a security software system, CrowdStrike, which is deployed by companies on their systems to prevent malicious attacks. The first thing and the most important thing probably to say is it's not a malicious attack. It was a bug in the software patch that CrowdStrike tried to deploy overnight and did deploy, and that affected Microsoft Windows. And so that's where you have folks saying it's a Microsoft issue, but it really is a CrowdStrike security patch that had a bug in it. And there is a solution, but it involves IT people with hands-on rebooting of systems. So it's a lengthy and cumbersome process to try to put your hands on all these systems and reboot them.
And how does something like this happen? I mean, we were talking to a cybersecurity expert a little bit earlier, but isn't there some kind of testing that they can do? And are Microsoft computers particularly vulnerable to this type of issue?
Well, it's not necessarily a Microsoft vulnerability. It was just a patch for Microsoft. So CrowdStrike runs on other systems like the Apple iOS systems and the OS systems and the Linux systems, but this just happened to be a patch for Microsoft, so that's why it happened to Microsoft, which is, as you know, ubiquitous across the globe. As far as what individuals can do, there's really not much that we as users, because it's a company kind of system, it's the systems, obviously, that control airports and trains and bridges and all of those kinds of things. And so we as users, as consumers, just sort of have to sit patiently and wait for this rebooting, this manual update that has to happen to these affected systems.
So, and while this is happening, are systems like ours or airport systems or radar tracking systems, those type of things, are they then vulnerable to a cyber attack?
I don't know that they would be vulnerable, frankly, because the systems are down, right?
Yeah.
So you have to have a live system that that can respond to that. But there are other kinds of security precautions that are in place. We're all familiar with them, things like multi-factor authentication. So you get a code for your phone and you put that in. So there are certainly protections that are not affected by this, but it has certainly tested the patience of all of us, as we are so dependent on these global systems for our day-to-day living and work.
All right, Claudia, thanks so much for your time. Obviously, this is a big headache for a lot of people this morning, businesses and travelers. We appreciate your insight there.